Firefighters support a state leader who was ousted by the governor. Details on the legislature's deadline this week, and some ideas if you're looking to start a new book. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, March 28th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma State Forester is resigning, and Governor Kevin Stitt says it's because of the poor response to wildfires earlier this month. Grayson Wheeler reports many firefighters are unhappy with the criticism.
Mark Guller has been with the Oklahoma Forestry Services for nearly four decades, and he's led the department since 2018. Guller is resigning, but Stitt made it clear the departure has to do with his feelings on the Oklahoma Forestry Service's wildfire response.
He's the head of the forestry department, and we had a horrible, horrible wildfire in the state of Oklahoma, and, didn't think they did a really good job.
Many current and former firefighters say the governor is wrong to blame Guller for the damages, which include a home owned by Stitt in Luther. Here's Tulsa Fire Department Captain Sean Clark.
Mark has kind of always been our guy. He's been our expert. And to lose that inside the state of Oklahoma, I think it's really going to hurt us.
The governor's office has not announced a new state forester. Guller's last day is Monday. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Another legislative deadline has come and gone, and with it, around 780 bills passed their chamber of origin as of Thursday. We get details from State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos.
That number breaks down to about 450 measures in the House and 330 in the Senate. The bills passed regulate everything from insulin prices to invasive plants, to immigration and criminal justice. More than 200 other measures got through committee meetings but were never considered on the floor. Moving forward, each chamber will consider the others, bills, and relevant committees and vote on whether to hear them again in about a month. In the meantime, bills could be amended, completely rewritten to something unrelated, or simply passed, or dropped, untouched. The legislative session is scheduled to end in May. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
One of those proposed bills would allow select people to hunt mountain lions in Oklahoma. KGOU's Spencer Plato reports the bill would give permits through a lottery system.
Senate Bill 1073, filed by Oklahoma Senator Casey Murdoch, is now headed to the House after passing through the Senate. Murdoch's bill allows the Oklahoma Wildlife Conservation Commission to give out five special permits for mountain lion hunting through a lottery system. The author of the bill told KOCO this gives Oklahoma tourism opportunities, but wildlife advocacy groups are speaking out. Wildcare Oklahoma took to social media saying mountain lions are not a threat to livestock and people, and there is no need to control the population. The advocacy group says mountain lion hunting has been illegal in Oklahoma since 1957. I'm Spencer Plato.
If you're looking for something to read, several new books are out with Oklahoma ties. Matthew Viriapa has some recommendations.
Sooner Doughboys Write Home is a collection of letters from OU students and faculty who had served in World War I to the then university president. Reinventing the Heartland takes author Nicholas Lala's experience running Tulsa Innovation Labs and lays out a plan to reinvent the Heartland. 20 years after the Oklahoma City bombing, a couple is messaged by a Facebook account claiming to be a woman they thought was lost in the federal building. Find out what happened in Low April Sun by Constance Squires. In young adult book When the Bones Sing by Ginny Meyer Sane, follows a 17-year-old who can hear the bones of the dead sing. With this power, she can reunite family members with their missing loved ones. In Oklahoma City, I'm Matthew Viriapa.
Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports, available in podcasts, online, and on the air. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.